everybody, Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ed Alexander, producing and engineering our show. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, the 24th of August, 2015. Hope you had a great weekend. Very active here in the Tucson Valley for our summer thunderstorm, aka monsoon. Pretty good Saturday, certainly. And then, man, if you were over on the east side of town, what a light show and a tremendous amount of rain and lightning that went on and on. Those thunderstorms really pretty much just parked over the east and southeast sides of Tucson yesterday. We're coming to you live from Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Podcasts and our show archive available anytime, anywhere in the world at buckmastershow.com. It is Monday. That means the Monday political face-off today. Vince Robigo is here and John Munger. Then at 12:30, it's time to really pay tribute to the men and women of the United States Air Force who are stationed here in Tucson at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. We'll hear about, get a preview of the Airman Appreciation Day that the community will be holding on September the 3rd. Then we'll close out the show, our air quality specialist, Dr. Mark Sneller. I know I've been sneezing a lot, whether it's mold or the beginning vanguard of the fall pollen season. We'll talk to Dr. Sneller about allergy sufferers and how they're faring as we get ready to close out the summer thunderstorm season very soon here. The live line number is 790-2040, and I'll tell you right now the question I throw out to you is, Donald Trump starting to look a little better to you? Are you maybe thinking he's mellowing out a little bit, and maybe what he's saying is resonating? And so that will be our question for our listeners. Our Facebook page, 4,300 friends now joining the Buckmaster Show, and thank you very much. If you'd like to join, just find us on Facebook at Bill Buckmaster. The Monday Political Face-Off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Joining us now in studio for the face-off, Mr. John Munger, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor, Vince Robigo, longtime Democratic Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate in 2010, and head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. Vince and John, how are you gentlemen today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Doing very well, thanks. Did you get some rain at your house?
I think we got an inch at our house.
You think
so? It was really deep.
Wow.
Wonderful.
I didn't see anything. But on the other hand, I was out of town up in Phoenix at a family
gathering.
Well,
then you wouldn't have seen it.
But perhaps.
But I'll tell you, I didn't see anything in Phoenix, that's for sure. It was pretty darn warm up there, and it makes me feel very blessed
perhaps
and happy to live down here in the Tucson area.
Your plants, I hope, saw some action out in the backyard.
There might be some evidence. The grass might have grown a little bit.
Peggy Noonan, writing in the Wall Street Journal, her Saturday-Sunday column, kind of interesting. She says, the question has evolved, Vince and John, will Trump have an impact? That was kind of her beginning question weeks ago. Then it's evolved to, can he really win the nomination? And now people are actually saying he could actually be elected president. And John, I noticed on Facebook that you wrote, you're starting to like what Trump's saying.
Well, I'm liking it. That doesn't mean that I'm supporting him yet.
Okay.
But it's way too early for that.
You're getting a step closer.
But yes, and it's interesting that a lot of people are. In Florida, there's a recent poll, Bill, you were showing me.
Yep.
That Trump is ahead of Hillary Clinton in Florida.
By 2 points.
43-41.
Mm-hmm.
So that's showing that he can get some traction in one-on-one against Hillary Clinton. Trump reminds me a lot of Teddy Roosevelt.
Mm.
He's brash. He's outspoken. He's willing to take on the special interests, just like Teddy Roosevelt did, even the special interests in his own party. He's willing to break up the Teddy was willing to break up the monopolists. Trump is willing to go after the banks and the big government. I think that he's talking about some issues. I don't agree with him on everything, but he's who do I agree with on everything? He's talking about major important issues, and he's saying, look, we need to get it done and quit talking about it. The American public is tired of politicians that talk and talk and talk, and nothing ever gets done. I see Trump as like Teddy Roosevelt. He's going to go in there and solve the problems. And God bless him. He's striking a chord with the public.
Vince Robigo.
Well, let me just stand up in honor of the reputation of Teddy Roosevelt and reject everything John has just said. I think that besmirches the record of Teddy Roosevelt
to compare
Trump to a president like Teddy Roosevelt. And to me, Trump represents everything that is bad about modern day celebrity. Nonsensical talking points on TV, failure of substance.
Showmanship.
Sure, the reality is, Trump is the epitome of a special interest. Here's a man who is not ashamed to brag that his companies, like four or five of them, went bankrupt. And they went into the ground, and yet he boasts about essentially wiping out debts that he owed to other people, and that's a good thing. He says things that he's like a schoolyard bully that's brash but because of his celebrity, because he talks at third to sixth grade level. It was an interesting article about the word choices. They use this scale to determine the word choice that people use. So he's talking very basically, very simply, and I think that's one lesson all politicians should learn. They need to talk a little bit more simply, but. He's like a schoolyard bully, and his flame ought to run out. I think it's a shame to compare him to a president like Teddy Roosevelt. The things that at the end of the day, for example, talking about now he's saying I'm declaring a war on illegal immigration and all the bombastic comments that he's made, and we're going to build a wall, send a bill to Mexico. This is my perspective. And I think people here in Arizona are going to appreciate this. We've been to that rodeo before here in Arizona with the likes of Russell Pierce and Joe Arpaio and the anti-immigrant rhetoric that does not draw a line at just undocumented immigrants that don't have paper, where it gets to the point where people that come out of the woodwork because of sort of this the xenophobic rhetoric, they don't make a distinction between those that are here legally or not, and it hurts all Hispanics. And this is going to be this is why I believe that the leaders in the Republican Party are very concerned about Trump and very concerned about the rhetoric and what he's doing, because it's going to do more to drive more Latinos, more Hispanics to voting for a Democratic candidate. Even the Koch brothers-sponsored group Libre, the Libre Initiative, which is out there pushing, using the Koch brothers' money to push GOP principles and free market theory. Even they're saying, well, we're talking about these issues, and that's great, but this is, we're going to see where it lines up on Latinos as a whole, and that's going to be of great concern.
Is it a concern to you, John?
What?
The kind of the dumbing down of this immigration issue and bringing up Trump, bringing up.
Well, I don't think it's being dumbed down at all. I think we're talking about real issues.
Right.
I mean, we have. I don't agree with all of his solutions, but we have not grappled with the problem, and we need to secure the borders. We have never secured the borders. We need to come up with a program and get it done. And nobody's doing anything. The president hasn't offered a proposal. He's leaving it all to Congress. And then he chastises Congress because they don't come up with a proposal. Well, that's not leadership. We need to get the problem solved. It'll come down somewhere in the middle. But we need leadership on these issues. You can't just leave the leadership to Congress, because Congress doesn't lead. The president leads. And we haven't had that kind of leadership, and we're tired of it. So I think that he's talking about issues that need to be addressed. We may not agree with him. The issues will come out in the wash as we get them worked through Congress, but somebody's got to lead, and nobody's leading. And it's refreshing to me to see him lead.
Look, but what I'm talking about is bigger than just that. It's what I'm talking about is that there is no line. They obliterate the line using this kind of rhetoric, saying that Mexico only sends the worst. When in fact the reality is, there's less Mexican immigrants coming across this border than other countries. I mean, those numbers are down now. They're lopsided and making it sound like they are the problem, attacking them. Just this 3 days ago, I think it was, back east somewhere, two gentlemen kicked and beat the heck out of an immigrant, a homeless mm-hmm. immigrant, undocumented immigrant, lying on the ground, mm-hmm. sleeping. And they basically said, you know, well, Trump's got it right. And essentially, they were motivated by Trump was, you know, I'm sort of mm-hmm. paraphrasing what they said. And when asked about it, rather than rejecting this outrageous behavior, Trump said, you know, that would be a shame if that's what happened. But my followers are very passionate, mm-hmm. and applauding his followers wow. and using that language is something that's been criticized again roundly wow. across the country, because this is what it leads to. And mm-hmm. like I said, started at the beginning, we've been through this rodeo in Arizona, ground zero for the anti-immigrant rhetoric that bleeds across all lines, where you had Joe the Plumber mm-hmm. saying, let's shoot him coming across the border. Herman Cain, last presidential election, wanted to put a moat with alligators and electrify to kill people, electrify the border fence. That's the kind of rhetoric we don't need. That's not going to be the kind of person that's going to offer mm-hmm. solutions for this country. And it's going to drive Latinos to the Democratic candidate for president. You know,
my attitude on it, Vince, is basically the way I see it, you guys don't want to talk about it. Because anytime we talk about it, then somebody gets upset. So what needs to happen is we need some leadership to bring the issues out and get a presidential proposal before Congress, which hasn't happened.
That's not true.
And we need to get it done. But the mere fact of talking about an issue doesn't mean that people, the mainstream of people, are going to be on some extreme. It just means that we need to talk about it. You can come up with extremes on any issue, Vince, on both sides. I'm really not very interested in those examples because it happens on both sides. I mean, you have illegal immigrants in the last few weeks have killed a number of people.
But they're not, you know, they aren't running for president. And when you have a president who's saying, oh, my followers are passionate,
people,
essentially silently approving that kind of behavior, that's the kind of leadership you're pushing for. And let me just correct you, John. We did have this issue debated, and a proposal that was supported by the president was voted out of the Senate. The eight senators, if you recall, the group of eight, it went over to the House of Representatives, and because the hardline people like Steve King and others opposed immigration reform, it was dead on arrival.
Okay.
And so the president then took action.
Well, you're wrong, though,
that nothing's been on the table.
We need to take our first break here. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Vince Rombico and John Munger, 790-2040, if you'd like to join in the conversation. Back right after this.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. They're on Facebook, of course, and on moesgallery.com. Cynthia has been waiting very patiently, would like to join in the conversation about the Donald. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Well, thank you. I could be wrong, but it's my understanding that there are 50 million Americans on food stamps, and there are 93 million Americans unemployed.
Those are good numbers,
and,
yes.
Donald is the only one who's willing to shake the trees over this.
That's right.
Mm. Like him or not, that's only my comment.
Okay, well, thank you, Cynthia, for taking time to call at 790-2040. Vince Robigo, did you read? Not only did John was busy over the weekend, I was checking his Facebook posts, and he was talking about Trump, and he also made an announcement on Facebook, Vince, about John McCain. Did you happen to catch that?
No, I wasn't quite sure. What was it, John? What did he say, Bill?
Well, John?
I said that I'm not going to be supporting John McCain in the next primary for Senate.
Wow, well, that's pretty big stuff coming from a former state Republican chair. John, what did he do?
Nothing. I mean, he hasn't... He's been in there a lot of years, and I haven't seen him accomplish anything, and I'm not happy about it. I am tired of people who are just occupying seats. I hear a lot of talk, but I'm not hearing anything happen.
Are you going to support Dr. Kelly Ward?
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind. I think she's an excellent candidate. We could potentially have a couple of candidates. I got to see how that shakes out, but, I think John McCain is a fine man.
Mm-hmm. And you've been friends with John McCain.
Well, you know, he's been a friend.
For many, many years.
Yes, for many years. I was the guy that, when he wanted to run for Senate and wanted to be introduced to Tucson, he called me and said, will you please take me around in Tucson? And so I've been friends of his for years. But I just am not seeing enough going on. And I have to tell you that I'm feeling the same way about Jeff Flake.
Really?
I mean, you cannot follow. Either lead or get out of the way. And I am not going to support people who go there to the Senate or the House and don't make waves. I'm just not going to do it. And we can put up candidates who will go and shake things up, and I'm confident we will do that.
Hmm. That's pretty big stuff. I'm glad we can agree on something during during this half hour. I'm not supporting him either. With all due respect to his service, and
we all admire, of course, that part
all,
of it.
Sure, certainly. With all due respect to that, I give kudos to having served and what he did go through on behalf of our country. But the reality is he is out of touch with everyday Arizonans. He has not delivered for many years. He's basically against opportunities for affordable college, for hardworking women in Arizona, opportunities that ought to be there. And to his credit, he was one of the group of senators that did push that immigration reform package. But then, out of sheer convenience in politics, he ran away from it when immigration became the hardliners became the issue du jour, and it helped tank the issue later. And so, when he's not giving immigrants an opportunity, doing all these things, I think there's certainly room for a great candidate in Ann Kirkpatrick. Now, I know John's going to be against her, of course, but she has gone back to D.C. She has supported issues that are both good for business and good for the people in her district.
Yeah, let me comment, Vince. There's
and
a difference.
Good for veterans.
There's a difference between saying I'm not going to be supporting John McCain in the primary because he hasn't accomplished enough, versus saying I disagree with him on the issues. I agree with him on many issues. I think he's got the right positions on a lot of issues. I just haven't seen any results, and I want to see some results. So I'm not going to support Ann Kirkpatrick because I don't agree with her even on the issues. But I want to see a Republican candidate who stands up for the issues and accomplishes something. I don't want to just hear talk. I want to see some wins. And I'm not seeing that.
Well, I'm glad we could disagree again then now. We agreed for a little bit, but on the issues, I think John McCain is out of date, out of touch, and is self-serving.
Vince, do you think McCain is vulnerable then if he does get by Dr. Ward in that primary? You think that he's vulnerable to Ann Kirkpatrick?
He is definitely vulnerable. Ann Kirkpatrick is a smart, hardworking, former, tough prosecutor, someone who's was in the legislature, knows Arizona, has campaigned across the state of Arizona, has delivered results in Congress, and won that seat back. People love her because she's authentic. She tells it how it is. She gets things done. And John McCain is going to have a heck of a battle if he's able to squeak past his primary. People are tired of the Beltway syndrome.
And behind Kelly Ward in the primary numbers.
A poll came out, and I know Kelly Ward's team is pushing this, showing that supposedly John McCain would lose his primary, Republican primary, by 8 to 9 points.
That's what I have seen.
And I thought that's what was driving John's position, but apparently it was just the lack of getting anything done, which I can agree with.
Well, John, have you met Dr. Ward?
I have not, and
well,
I'm not
would
endorsing
you like,
her.
Would you like to meet with her?
Well, I am going to meet with her. Okay. I'm already in the process of setting up a meeting with her, and I am going to meet with her, and I'm going to meet with other people if those turn out who are going to run. I've heard nothing but stellar things about Kelly Ward, I'm hoping that she will be as good as I've heard, and I expect her to be. Mm-hmm. But I've just had enough. And people, if we're not going to have term limits on people, then we need to be honest enough to step up and say when somebody isn't doing a good job, we need to be honest enough to step up and say, okay, the term limit is we vote you out.
I agree with what John's saying about term limits. And the reality is we have them. They're called elections.
Yes.
And they come along, and people do need to stand up for what they believe in. And that's why I'm supporting Ann Kirkpatrick. That's why, you know, for example, on the veterans' health issues, she's been a staunch supporter of veterans' issues, supporting our women and men in armed services. And she has delivered results. So I think many Republicans and independents are going to cross over the aisle if John McCain does survive his primary. And I'm optimistic about her chances. It's going to be an uphill battle because John McCain has that name, and it's the celebrity factor and the name recognition factor, and it's hard to – that's an uphill battle no matter how qualified a candidate you are. But I think she's got a real shot, and Arizonans are looking for a breath of fresh air.
Very interesting. But the polling you gentlemen have seen shows Kelly Ward out front.
That's what I've seen just this weekend. Mm-hmm. Just that's coincidental. Mm-hmm. My position was not caused.
It wasn't dictated by this poll.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. That's just the way I felt. I felt that way for a period of years, and it's disappointing to me because I think John McCain's a very fine man, and I think his heart is in the right place. But I just. I don't see anything but talk. I need to see somebody who can pull off some wins. You can talk all you want about what your positions are, but until you can put together coalitions to make things happen in the legislative bodies, you're not getting things done. And I haven't seen him able to get that done.
All right. John Munger, Vince Robigo, gentlemen, thank you very much. Interesting discussion. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Thank you, Moe, and your family for supporting our Monday Political Face-Off. Moe believes that it's very important to have good conversation concerning politics, and that's what we try to deliver here on our Monday Political Face-Off. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show as we go toward 12, a few seconds away, in fact, 12:31 right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and I'm afraid I live in a place where some of those scorpions get in the house, and I'm here to report one of the smartest calls I ever made was to my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? The only scorpion the Lehmans ever see is a dead one. Call.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garber on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion is presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson to the Silver City area. A lot going on. All of the fabulous restaurants in downtown historic Silver City getting together on the Saturday before Labor Day, and they're doing kind of a taste of Silver City. And then a week later, they have the Pickamania Festival. It's got all sorts of great bluegrass music. You can find out about the many wonderful places to stay in the Silver City area, like Bear Creek Cabins, and the many, many things to do by going to their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. Check it out. Well, we hope that all of the military families associated with Davis-Monthan Air Force Base will be checking out an upcoming kind of appreciation day for a military affairs committee here in Tucson that has put together kind of an appreciation day for all of our friends at DM. And Ellen Jimenez joins us now. She is the chair of the Military Affairs Committee, the arm of the Metropolitan Tucson Chamber of Commerce. Ellen, thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks so much for having me here.
Tell me about this this kind of welcome home appreciation event. How did all of this come together?
Oh, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base this spring experienced their largest mass deployment since World War II. So they had airmen deploying from across the base. The Military Affairs Committee got together, and via the community, we put together deployment goodie bags, is what we called them. In these bags was just snacks and goodies. I promised them nothing healthy except for a bottle of water. I was able to attend each of many of these farewells for the 1,200 airmen who deployed, and send them off with a parting message, letting them know that Tucson, as a whole, we are all here and excited to have them here. We have their back. We're here to support them and their families whom they're leaving behind. So now our 1,200 airmen are returning home. There's just a few more to go, and with that, we're going to celebrate them. We want to show them how much Tucson appreciates them.
Well, 1,200 airmen, that's a large percentage of the base.
It is. It's a good amount. And and you think about that, 1,200 airmen plus their families, that affects a lot of people across the board. Plus, you have the airmen who have to continue running the base in all of their absence. It affected the base across the board.
Well, it's always emotional just looking at the newspaper pictures when the families are reunited, or looking at the video. I mean, it always kind of brings a tear to your eye. But you were actually involved and have been at these kind of going away and coming home ceremonies, and you were saying it was pretty darn emotional.
It really was. I talking to these families, even in the parking lot before I go inside with their treats, and watching them say goodbye to their loved one. There's tears. The kids are, you know, Daddy, where are you going? And then inside, I had spouses just come up whom I had not met until that day and cry on my shoulders and just say, thank you. Thank you for being here. And thank you for understanding in a small way that they are going through some emotional times.
And these men and women are not gone just overnight. These are pretty extended tours.
These are extended deployments. They are gone for 6-7 months.
Wow. So how did all of this, you know, what about the venue, and this will be open
pretty much just to the people at on the base, correct?
Correct.
So what's your venue going to be in case we have some people listening from the base who would like to take part? How do they get involved?
And we sure hope they come out. Mm-hmm. We are going to have our, and we're calling it our Tucson Thanks, our Airmen and Families Welcome Home and Appreciation Event. It's going to be at Bama Park on Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. We will have live music. We will have food. We will have beverages. We will have the Arizona Diamondbacks are coming down with activities.
Very cool.
We will have local elected leaders there to share their appreciation. It's going to be a neat event.
So that's what day of the week is this, the 3rd?
It is on a Thursday.
Thursday. So, okay, from noon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is really open to anyone who is associated with the base. Is that correct?
That's correct. And their families.
Yeah. How are we doing in letting the Air Force know? And I know that's part of your role with the chamber, letting the people in Washington know that this community has pretty much been an Air Force town for a long time, since the 1920s. How do we get that message through to the elected, well, not so much elected officials, but the people that are at the Pentagon?
Everybody, across the board. Even here in Arizona, we want our governor to know. We want everybody to know. So something to know about the Military Affairs Committee. We have been here since 1929.
Really?
We're 86 years old, which tells you that we have a community here in Tucson that supports our military. The MAC supports not just Davis-Monthan. We support the 162nd. We support our Marines, our Navy here in town, and all of our Army units, as well as the University of Arizona ROTC folks.
Wow. I knew the 20s, that the base basically was formed in the 1920s, but I didn't realize that when the base was formed, the people of the town got together and created a military affairs committee to go with that.
We did.
Yeah. And this base has been so important. We had a historian on the show, Ellen, last week. Dave Devine was talking about, he has a new book about Tucson's history, and he was pointing out, this was in conjunction with 240 years since the founding of Tucson last Thursday. It was Founders Day. He was saying one of the kind of the seminal events in Tucson history was really right after World War II, when so many people who had come through Davis-Monthan decided to stay here, and that really changed kind of the whole character of our community.
It still continues. Mm-hmm. We have many airmen who will purchase houses here in Tucson, and they will come back to Tucson, Arizona, and move into those houses which they've rented out when they get stationed to other bases. They love Tucson. They love that Tucson is friendly, and they come back. They like it here. That says something.
Let's go to our live line, to the Buckmaster live line, 790-2040, and I believe we have Terry is with us. Hello, Terry.
How you doing, Bill? I want to thank the young lady for her support of the military. I think that's just so awesome, and I'd also like to thank you. I know you're an Army veteran, Bill, and I know you do a lot for military events on your show. So thank both of you very much for supporting our military.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Terry. And a lot of people feel very strongly and do support our military, and not just the people who are active duty, but all of our veterans here.
Our Veterans Reserve, Guard, all across the board. And we all have that opportunity to run up to them, just thank them, shake their hands, and tell them how much we appreciate having them here.
You know, Ellen, when you were meeting with, as you say, some of the wives and the husbands, in some cases, who kind of get left behind and for several months, does the military at DM take pretty good care of these people if they need services while the loved ones are deployed? I was just curious about that.
They do. The Airmen and Family Readiness Center is on base, and they have monthly events for these families who are home taking care of the children in the home front. Another the other families that you should think about too are the ones where both parents deploy.
Oh, boy.
And then you have kids at home.
That's tough. Yeah,
that is tough. And they do that.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
Both. For us.
Yeah, they certainly do. Okay, we're going to let you go, Ellen. Thank you very much. Again, if you want to go over the details in case some of the folks would like to go.
Absolutely. We are still accepting any donations that want to come in that you can, would like to send over our way, or even just kind words and thoughts, and I'd be happy to pass those over. You can contact me directly. Phone number is 520-468-8209, and the event will be next week. And it's a great message for our men and women who serve here at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base.
Ellen Jimenez, and that they can reach you through the chamber?
They can reach me through the chamber.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you
Thank
on the
you.
Event. Thanks a lot. Coming up now, and we are exactly at 12:44 on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show, we're going to get a preview of the pollen season, which is just around the corner. And the way I've been sneezing this morning, I think it arrived for me today. We'll be right back with Dr. Mark Sneller.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday for a newsmaker interview with CD1 candidate Tom O'Halloran, plus the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Buckmaster airs noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and our show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:48 on this Monday afternoon, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, where we're also streaming the show. We stream it at KVOI.com, the station's fine website, or you can go to my website, BuckmasterShow.com, and you can listen to this interview with Dr. Mark Sneller anywhere in the world. Well, the summer thunderstorm season kind of wrapping up, maybe a couple of more active days. Things going to really start to quiet down this upcoming weekend, and it's going to get really hot again, near record high temperatures. So that means really the start of the fall pollen season. For a preview, we're joined by Dr. Mark Sneller. Dr. Sneller is the founder of Aeroallergen Research. He's also the author of Greener, Cleaner, Indoor Air. That's his book, available on Amazon. He's working on some fiction work, too. So Dr. Sneller is very busy when it comes to the literary endeavors. Good to see you, Mark.
Always good to be here, Bill. We'll have to quit meeting like this. People are going to talk.
Dr. Sneller was the Pima County's former official pollen and mold monitor until budget cuts, unfortunately, ended the monitoring program. And I woke up this morning kind of doing some sneezing, headachey, and I thought, this is really kind of... I didn't feel that great, but I thought serendipitous-wise to have you on today was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, you're kind of darned if you do and darned if you don't. We've got a big round of mold activity. What yep. pollen was there got washed out. If we're going to shut down the pollen season, we need lots and lots and lots of rain. But the trade-off is this is mold time of the year for us here in the desert Southwest. So you're going to have one or the other, or you can have both. And it looks like we may be having both here real soon.
How do you keep your mold exposure down in the house? Do you bring mold stuff in on the shoes?
It's tracked in pretty much. Here we don't track in that much because compared with other areas, there isn't that much. But what we really have to do is go around and inspect our home for water damage and look for, just use your common sense, look down at the baseboards, look underneath the sinks, common sense near water sources, look for stains in the ceiling. Is your swamp cooler working right? Are the pads clean? Are you sending moisture into the house? There are a lot of ways that you can get water damage here in the Southland, 50 different ways that I've listed, other than flooding or like that. We can still have 50 different ways. So
let's
start with a home
inspection.
Where have you
listed 50 different ways? In your book?
Most of them, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've lectured before a real estate company personnel, 400 at once, and shown them graphs of 50 different ways.
50.
Yeah, yeah, and that's just here.
Yeah, let me ask you, we have swamp cooling at our place. Will you get more mold activity just because of the very nature of swamp cooling than you would air conditioning, or is that not true?
It is true from a scientific measurable sense. We've actually published on that. But the key to that is that, you know, a couple of rules with swamp coolers. Change your pads a couple of times a season. Do not let them get filled up with lime. Mm. That's bad because that doesn't allow the water to absorb into the pads and be sent in as a mist or a vapor. It gets sent in as free water droplets, and those go onto the walls. They precipitate, ooh, and you get mold around the air registers and elsewhere. If you don't open your windows to allow the positive pressure to operate, you're going to build up moisture in the house. And I'm going to get calls, actually I already have, my company has, about people who have rampant mold throughout their home. Usually it's green. It's a penicillium type cheese mold. It'll take over your house if you keep those windows closed. You got to open them up a little bit if you're running a cooler.
Okay, a little bit, just a crack?
Well, it varies. A couple of inches
couple
works.
Of inches?
Throughout.
Just to get that pressure.
Blow that out so you don't allow the humidity to go up too much. Thin out your closets, too. Keep a light on in the closet if you have one, but thin them out. Forget all the packed clothes stuff. You got to get to, because your humidity is going to build up in those inner interfaces where the clothes touch each other, mm-hmm, where the sofa and the bookcases are back up against the wall like that. So allow some place for the air to flow.
790-2040, Dr. Sneller is here. He'd be happy to take any questions you might have. One of the things Mark is doing, if you're a friend of his on Facebook, and I strongly recommend you go to Mark Sneller, that's S-N-E-L-L-E-R, and become one of his friends, because he's been posting great information pretty much every day.
Pretty much
every day, a different tip about kind of desert living here in the Southwest, not only about mold, but one that I found interesting, and this has happened to me a couple of times so far during the summer thunderstorm season. Within, I don't know, maybe an hour or two of a huge storm, my knees will feel kind of funny.
Yeah, we get these barometric pressure changes, and that's pretty. That's kind of a universal circumstance. Elderly people, those with injuries, those of us who are Super Bowl athletes like you and me.
From my Allstate Illinois soccer days.
Yeah, exactly. Those days. Yeah. Hey, I hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your knees are going to hurt. Your elbows are going to hurt. The old scar tissue in the joints.
Why though?
Well, the drop in barometric pressure causes an influx of tissue fluid into those joints, and it pushes on nerves in the areas, and it causes pain. You're lucky, because you're saying as soon as it comes in, many people report it 2 days or more before the storm comes in, and it lasts for a day or two afterward. What we don't understand completely is why humidity has to play a role in it, and that it does. And that's kind of been mystified us, but the barometric pressure part of that component we do understand.
Now, I do feel, because I will get headaches often a couple of days in advance of a big storm.
Okay.
So that's
part of it.
That's different. The
pressure.
You
get swelling of the meninges. That covers the central nervous system.
Wow.
And that fluid there, and it puts a little pressure on your brain.
Lauren has been waiting to speak with Dr. Mark Sneller. Go ahead, Lauren.
Yes, thank you kindly. What an opportunity. I just got home, and I always wanted to talk to you, Doctor. Those of us cursed with a swamp box, which is a kind way an adjective for this thing that you put on the roof. I don't know why they're on the roof. We could talk about that for years, but I don't have time now. Those used to be not on rooftops, but on the end of a house, on the shady end of a house, and that made more sense to me. Regardless, I think it's imperative that the swamp bucks have a bleed-off line. The bleed-off line is your number one way to guarantee more of a fresh water supply. Without the bleed-off line, yes, the water becomes just ill or sick. It's not a good situation. I know there's a number of problems that can occur if you don't have a so-called fresh supply of water. But nevertheless, I've got humidity gauges throughout the house. I can't seem to get the humidity below 80%, and I'm not likely to, because this thing is running 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
If I turn it off, even for 10 minutes, and turn it back on, we've got that fish odor. It's horrendous. And can you describe what is occurring there?
Yes. I mean, there, you've raised a lot of issues, and I'll try to be as concise as possible. As a matter of fact, I might go on my Facebook blog and address this issue.
Why don't you?
Thank you. I will. Give me a day or two to finish up what I'm on, and we'll get on that.
But we are quickly running out of time,
yes,
Mark, so try to summarize.
All right. Your fishy smell is coming from algae. It's not mold, although you will have contamination. That means that you haven't, even though you have a bleed off, which I'm not necessarily okay with, you can have it or not, because that's what your float is for. That adds fresh water too. But the smell comes from algae growing in there on your pads. You need to change your pads, drain the cooler, clean it out, clean out the sump, and put in some fresh pads. That fishy smell will go away immediately. So
the humidity. Okay, other couple of points, real quickly.
Your humidity will drop, because that's a sign of dirty pads.
Yeah, because he says he's getting 80% humidity.
Right,
throughout
that's one of the indications. Yeah. Also, you might just try going to fan only rather than having the water on. With this humidity outside, you're not really cooling that much, because you need a differential between the outdoor and the indoor air and the humidity, and you're adding insult to injury. Turn off the pump for a while. Just run air through the thing, and you may get a lot better cooling.
He brought up something else. Why did we go to putting these things on the roof? I remember back in the day when I first came to Tucson, out here from came out from Chicago 50 years ago, I think, mm-hmm. this week, to go to the U of A. I noticed always the swamp coolers seemed to be on the side of the house, as mm-hmm. Lauren says, on the shady side. Why did we go to putting them up on the roof?
Well, there are a couple of possibilities there. I don't have an absolute answer, but what strikes me, first of all, is that the ones on the side of the house frequently only have three sides. So the ones on the roof will have four sides. So you have 33% more cooling when you add the fourth side. The other part is you're probably going to service your ductwork a lot better when you have a central location rather than coming from one end.
All right. Okay. So again, Mark Sneller, is go to his Facebook page. He's gladly accepting new friends. He's trying to build that Facebook page up, and he has posted really good information almost every day. So that's the way to get to you. And we'll talk sometime about your books. You're writing a couple of books. Dying to Read, is that the name?
That's
of the new...
correct.
Oh my goodness!
That's and that's
a fiction
where that's
book.
Where terrorists poison the ink of newspapers so that it gets transferred to the hands of the readers.
Oh my goodness! Okay, yeah, that's Mark. Good to see you. Thank you. Got to run. All right, 4 Tucson at 4 this afternoon, 4 to 5 with Mike Shaw. Then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8. Chris and Joe in the morning, and then me back with you with Ed Alexander. 12:04 tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.